This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 10 Pentecost Monday. First posted July 21, 2008. Psalm 104:25-31. God our provider. Paraphrase. Consider the great, wide, ocean, full of creatures beyond counting, both great and small. The sea is like a vast untamable monster, and yet man ventures forth in ships upon it, depending on the Lord to keep it subdued. All creatures in this world depend on the Lord to give them their food as needed. When the Lord gives them their food, they gather it up. They are filled with good things when the Lord opens his hand. When the Lord turns away from them, they are dismayed, and when the Lord takes away their breath, they die and return to the dust from which they were created. When the Lord sends forth His Spirit, they are created, and the Lord renews the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in His works. Psalm 104:31. Commentary: God is the creator and ruler of the universe. Every creature in this world is dependent upon the Lord for a life and every necessity. Creation is vast and complex beyond human comprehension, and the forces of nature are powerful beyond human control. Yet everything is under the Lord's control and works according to the Lord's design. Humans try and imagine that they have succeeded in subduing the forces of nature, until the monster of storm and flood breaks loose. We imagine that we can supply our own food and store it up as security against the monster, and we can, until the Lord hides his face. We imagine that we can extend our lives with medical care, and we can, as long as the Lord allows. The Lord has given us the breath of physical life. God has designed and intends this physical lifetime to be our opportunity to receive the breath of spiritual, eternal life. This is only possible through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, whom God designed into creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5:14. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our salvation from spiritual eternal death, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Jesus warns that we must be spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, in order to have eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom. This is only possible through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17, Isaiah 42:5e. When the Lord sends forth his Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9, to fill us and dwell within us, we are created anew, we are renewed to eternal life which God intended, but which we all lost because of sin, disobedience of God's word, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. The infilling of the Holy Spirit is a discernible, ongoing event which each of us can experience and know with certainty for ourselves, Acts 19:2. Anyone who isn't sure should ask themselves, why not? Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14,